you donuts. Do you want a glazed one or do you want a filled one? 651-641-1071. Glazed or filled? That's the question we're asking on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Bradley,
hi.
Why are we trying to ask people about their donut preferences?
Well, because I want donuts, and Krispy Kreme is doing something to donuts that seems unholy, but...
see what you did there? Yes.
But... it got me thinking about donuts. Like, at the end of the day, if I had a donut in front of you, what would you want? A glazed donut or a filled donut? Mm. And 651-641-1071. Krispy Kreme just created an Oreo cookie glaze for their donuts.
I have some curiosity about this.
It's a really problematic experience.
Well, I would want to try that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Totally. Now, there's a couple different kinds. There's a Oreo cookie glazed donut, which is a glazed donut with a cookies and cream glaze, right? Mm. And then it's filled with a cookies and cream filling. So it's actually both.
All of the above.
But
that's a little much.
It does look like a little much. However,
I mean,
donuts are a little much.
You don't have to eat the whole thing.
But that, you know, that got me thinking, like, which do I really prefer? And it's not an easy answer straight up for me, because typically I like a filled donut, but sometimes filled donuts are like, they promise a lot and deliver very little. Whereas sometimes a simple glazed donut, and it can be glazed with a number of things. It can be cake or it can be raised. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that just satisfies in a way that, you know, a big pillow of stuff with a tiny amount of goo in the middle doesn't.
I feel like a disappointing filled donut is like when you get that chocolate that you thought you could identify, and then you put it in your mouth, and what ends up in your mouth is not at all what you thought was going to happen. Mm-hmm. A bad filled donut can have that same sort of dissatisfaction of
I did not
sign up for that.
There's not enough filling.
Yep.
Or there's too much.
That's like sometimes, the worst.
Like Bavarian cream-filled donuts, like they put way too much, so you just eat it and it all kind of spills out.
And there's like, no way to eat it sexy.
It's like, it's just pudding.
Yeah. 651-641-1071. Do you want a glazed donut or a filled donut? Who do we have on the line, Holly?
Nobody.
Oh.
I think
you looked like you were gearing up to like announce to me...
No, oh, she's just doing some exercises over there.
That's right.
Because she ate some donuts.
I would like to.
I think the young me would have always said filled.
Well, the novelty.
The promise of, you know, it's like winning the lottery when you get a good filled donut. But now just, you know, there's something about a classic glazed donut.
I like a good raised glaze.
Yeah. Now, I have a question. Would Entenmann's donuts count as glazed? You know, the chocolate ones with the hard shell on the outside?
Yes, sure, of course. You mean the eggy donut, like the yellow middle?
Yes.
The one that they make those donuts out of?
So good.
Those chocolate donuts?
Mm.
The tiny little ones?
651-641-1071, a glazed donut or a filled donut? We want your preferences.
Sometimes,
I will say it's easy for me. I will 100% pick a glazed at all times.
Will you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I feel like it's too dicey. The filled donut is a dicey situation.
Yeah.
Like I can always count on a good glaze. I can't always count on a good filling. And you don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah. And I also,
and I don't like, I like to be able to control things.
Sometimes filled, and I think this is just a sign of age. Sometimes, because the old me would have been like, more the better. But sometimes the filled donuts get to be a little too desserty.
Right.
Like, I'm not a huge fan of dessert donuts. I want a satisfying breakfast donut experience. And so typically I want something more traditional.
Yeah.
It's not to say that I will not appreciate an amazing concoction handcrafted by superior donut makers.
Mm. I like the way you put that. Who do we have on the line, Holly?
Karen is here.
Hello, Karen. Karen, how would you like your donut? Would you like a glazed donut or a filled donut?
Glazed donut all day long.
Do you have a favorite place to get glazed donuts from?
No, not a. I'm a pretty equal opportunity glazed donut eater.
Are they usually raised or cake?
Oh, I really love the raised.
Yeah.
Right? I guess I am fussy that way. Raised glazed donuts are just perfection.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
You are right. Thank you for your call.
I don't disagree. I generally tend toward cakey, but that's not true. I go through phases, man. I'm just so all over the donut map today because now I think I just need donuts.
Okay.
Because it's been so long.
Do you want to explain your like donut situation? Like the reason why you're all about
the donuts? I haven't
been
eating a lot of sugar lately. And so like I saw this article and I was just like, I have not had donuts in a really long time. And donuts to me are a gateway food. And by that, I mean to like full on food abuse. Like, because not like for me, donuts, you don't just eat a donut. Who
There's
has ever eaten
thing.
A donut? Like, I'm just going to walk by and have one donut. That does not happen. So if I'm eating donuts, Jamie and I are getting a dozen and we're each eating six. So let's just be clear. That's the way it is.
Do you hang on to them and do like?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Slice them in half.
Oh, okay.
Pretend we're just eating a little bit.
Right. Okay.
But like
but
within a day or two,
split.
That dozen is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Jeremy's here.
Hi, Jeremy. Jeremy, do you want your donuts glazed or filled? Hi,
Jeremy.
Oh, glazed for Jeremy.
Glazed for sure. So, in two ways, though, I kind of lean towards cakey, like the old fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they're very hit and miss. They're either really good or just dry and really bad.
Yep.
But on the other hand, I don't know if this counts as filled, but a glazed apple fritter that's like perfectly crunchy.
Mm.
Jeremy,
those are my two go-tos.
You
like,
are
definitely not eating one donut. It's those two.
You are speaking my language when it comes to the apple fritter. A good apple fritter, woof.
Oh, can't beat it.
You are so right. Thanks for your call, Jeremy.
I used to work at a bakery in high school, and one of our donuts was an apple fritter.
Mm.
And there is nothing in this world more exciting than a fresh made, because again, I'm sorry, that I don't want to ruin anybody's dreams. They're deep fried.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Deep fried apple fritter that has been then immediately glazed and served. It is warm. It is crunchy.
It sounds real
It is
good.
Chewy. It is sweet.
Mm.
It is real good.
This is a XXX conversation.
Yep.
Holly, who do we have on the line now?
Hannah gets the last word.
Wonderful. Hi, Hannah. Hannah, do you want a filled donut or a glazed donut?
A glazed donut for sure. Filled donuts are disgusting.
Why do you think they're disgusting?
I just don't like all that cream. It's just not my style. I never want to order any sort of dessert that's like cream heavy or anything like that. My husband would say the opposite, but gross.
That makes for a good combo, though, right? Like you can split the donut box.
Yeah, for sure.
Hannah, thanks for your call. And everybody, please take note and do not ever hand Hannah a filled donut. She thinks they're disgusting.
That's disgusting.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to get to the bottom of this Khloe Kardashian photograph. Again, something we touched on briefly yesterday. We'll tell you what happened with this Khloe picture, and we'll try to get to the bottom of this leaked photograph after this on My Talk 107.1.